Welcome to the Start It, Own It, Finish It podcast with Dat Boy Mo 629. Discussing everything fitness and everything motivation. Here is where you will get your fitness education and motivational fix. Now, here's your host, Dat Boy Mo 629.
What's good, everybody? It's Dat Boy Mo 629 coming to y'all with another edition of the Start It, Own It, Finish It podcast. And today we're going to talk about something fitness related. I'm going to switch it up a little bit, you know, to talk about something more fitness related. Talking about protein and exactly how does protein help with muscle growth, right? I got my laptop in front of me. I want to actually talk about this and be like accurate, and instead of just kind of like spitballing things and everything like that, I want to be more accurate when giving you guys statements and all that stuff and advice and tips. I want to be more accurate. So instead of me just kind of like off the top of my head and misquoting things, I decided, you know, to have the resources right in front of me. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having resources right in front of you at all, because instead of misquoting things, you just want to be accurate. And I have to go back and double check, and, you know, I just want to have everything in front of me. So, all right. So what is protein exactly? So protein are basically branched chain amino acids, right? Branched chain amino acids. And what are amino acids? Amino acids, they're, according to this right here, organic compounds that combine to form proteins, which are vital to many functions within the body, right? They are often referred to the building blocks of protein. Amino acids are composed of central carbon atom bonded to an atom group, right? So protein is very, very essential to building muscle. And why? Why exactly does it help and build muscle, and why do you need it? So little thing called muscle protein synthesis, right? So after you exercise, right, your body repairs and replaces damaged muscle fibers. So when you're working out, you're tearing down your muscle fibers, and recovery is the growth of your muscle fibers, which in turn makes your muscles bigger. So it replaces damaged muscle fibers through a cellular process where it fuses muscle fibers to form new muscle protein strands. These repaired myofibrils increase in thickness and number to create muscle hypertrophy, which is growth. And NASM, which is what I studied, there are different forms of muscle building. And hypertrophy is one of them, and that's building muscle. So there's an actual workout methods out there to build muscle and increase hypertrophy, which builds muscle and makes you bigger. So protein is the most, outside of water, is the most critical component to me, the most critical macronutrient in building muscle. So you got three macronutrients. You got carbohydrates, you got fat, and you got protein. So protein is very critical. Carbohydrates is with energy, fat also stored energy, and protein is the building block of muscle. So, right, so protein intake enhances MPS, which is muscle protein synthesis, leading to increased muscle growth and strength over time. So in order to stay strong, in order to build muscle, you need protein in your body. So amino acids, right? So what exactly are amino acids? So we talk about amino acids, right? So amino acids, right? You got different types of amino acids. You got essential amino acids, you got non-essential amino acids, and you got conditionally essential amino acids. So what you need definitely are essential amino acids, right? These are acids that cannot be made by the body and must be obtained through diet. So through supplementation, through diet, you have to get these amino acids through your food. There are nine of them. So there are nine essential amino acids. The most important amino acids, right? You got isoleucine, you got leucine, and you got valine. So those are the three are most important amino acids out of the nine, right? As far as building muscle, leucine is the top dog because that is actually the amino acid that sparks that protein synthesis. So, all right, so non-essential amino acids, right? These can be synthesized by the body and do not need to be obtained directly through the diet. So alanine, aspartic acid, glutamic acid, those are non-essential amino acids, right? So amino acids play a variety of roles in the body, included but not limited to protein synthesis, what we just talked about for muscle building. Enzyme production. Many enzymes are proteins that act as catalysts in metabolism, speeding up chemical reactions in the body. Hormone production. Balancing out your hormones, right? So some hormones, which are chemical messengers that communicate between organs and tissues, are proteins made from amino acids. Hey, but okay, immune function. I hit my lip on the mic, but immune function, amino acids that help produce antibodies, which are proteins that fight infection and illness, right? And also energy source, right? Although not their primary function, amino acids can be converted into glucose and used for energy in a process called gluconeogenesis. Now, a little bit of tidbit on this. Your body uses energy, right, to function. Number one source of energy is carbohydrate. Number two is fat. Number three in starvation mode is protein. So the last thing that your body is going to use for energy source is protein. So if you're starving and all that stuff, then guess what? If you're out of fat stores, if you're out of carbohydrate stores, it's going to use protein for energy source. Your body is always going to find something for energy. So the last resort is protein. So, yeah. So, all right. Now, people working out, people trying to lose weight, people trying to build muscle, they kind of wonder, that like, okay, so how much protein can I get in? What, how much protein should I get in? Now, this varies as far as lifestyle, goal, stuff like that. So I'm going to go down a little, like a list of things here as far as how much protein you should get, right? So for those who work out regularly, moderate intensity training, strength training, bodybuilding, endurance athletes, right? So it's recommended to about 1.2 to 2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. So this is pretty much for people who don't use pounds as their metrics and all that stuff. So 2.2 kilograms equals 1 gram in American language. So we're talking about just a little bit less than a gram of protein per pound of body weight for moderate intensity training, strength training, bodybuilding, endurance athletes, etc. So high intensity training or just straight up flat out athletes. And I kind of want to have bodybuilding on this also because bodybuilding is intense. It is a whole lot of muscle being built. So you at least want to get about 1 gram per pound of body weight, right? So per pound of body weight, excuse me, it can be confusing too, because if you're about 250 pounds, like, damn, I gotta get 200, but you're not muscular, you're like, damn, do I really gotta get 250 grams of protein in a day, and I'm fat? In this instance, I would say, now this is based off my opinion, I would say to only you want to go by fat-free mass, right? And what I mean by that is you can tell how much muscle you have depending on the percentage of body fat that you have also. I will go by that amount right there. So if you're about 200 pounds and 35% body fat, very, very obese, I would start off with getting about whatever your body, your fat-free mass is, as far as your muscle mass. And if you have, say, 150 pounds of muscle under that 200 pounds, 200, give or take, that's 50 pounds of fat that you have, I will go off into about that 150 grams of protein per day, right? To kind of like make it easier in the calculation. So that's a whole different podcast right there. We can go down that rabbit hole if we really want to. But as far as, you know, helping you calculate, oh man, I weigh this much. How much protein should I get? I weigh that much. How much protein should I get? But I will go down that rabbit hole in the fat-free mass, depending on your obesity level, because you got people out there, 350 pounds. Let's just say a female, 350 pounds. You got to get 350 pounds of protein? Ugh, no, that's not the case. So, but you might be about 180 pounds or whatever, fat-free mass with a whole lot of body fat. You see what I'm saying? So you just get the protein. That'll help speed up your metabolism. That'll help you drop weight along with a calorie deficit, along with exercise, right? So there's also some things as far as like protein, like timing of the protein, that you when you should get the protein in and all that stuff and blah, 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 is one time better than the next. There's something called like an anabolic window, stuff like that. Now, there's myth that the anabolic window exists. There's myth that it does not exist. The anabolic window is basically, after you work out, there's a time frame after you lift weights, right, to where your protein synthesis will be higher than the rest of the day. Now, your body is always in repair when you're trying to build muscle. Now, me particularly, when I work out, I do like to get in some protein after I work out, protein shake or whatever. It makes me feel like, okay, I'm accomplishing something right there. Now, are there studies out there that prove the point? There's studies out there that disprove the point. So if you have an opportunity to get in some protein after you work out, that's just another time that you get in the protein, because getting a lot of protein in is hard. I do highly suggest it. Yeah, just to get the protein in. Depending on your eating schedule, your work schedule, your home life schedule, and all that stuff, getting your meals in, the timing should be balanced out, so you're more likely to get in the protein that you need, right? So if you wake up in the morning, like some people like to fast. I like to fast for 16 hours or whatever and eat 8. So eat out of 8 hours of eating, you got to get in all that protein. So if you got 4 meals that you're getting in, then it's kind of like, damn, every 2 hours I got to get in this protein in order to get in 160 or whatever the hell it is. Every two, you know what I'm saying? So you're eating in 8 hours. So you can eat every 2 hours. You can eat every 4 hours. That's only 2 meals. You're going to eat 3 times in that 8 hours. Or if you don't fast like myself, I don't really fast. So I just eat and I snack. So a lot of times, so I got to balance out how I want my protein in. I can get the vast majority of my protein in at the end of the day versus the beginning of the day or the middle of the day. It really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, right, you're still feeding your body the protein that it desires and needs to repair itself, right? And build a muscle. So if I work out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and I don't get my protein in till about 5, right? So I get my protein at 5, and I get my protein in at 8, and I get my protein in at 9, I get my protein in at 11 o'clock. I'm still getting in that protein within a 24-hour window time frame. So at the end of the day, I met my macros. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not, I'm not under my macros. You see what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get my protein intake in like it needs to be consumed. So now, exactly what is the best source of protein as far as like eating, right? So let's get to the nitty gritty. So what is the best source of protein here? You got many different types of protein. You got animal-based proteins. You got plant-based proteins also. Now, to get a complete protein, there's complete proteins and incomplete proteins also. In order to get the complete proteins and being in a plant-based diet, you have to combine different types of proteins, right? In order to get a complete protein being plant-based. Now, one better than the other, I would say one is more convenient than the other as far as getting in your protein. Can vegans be bodybuilders? Yes. Can they get protein like animal-based protein eaters and carnivores? Yes, they can. I've seen many ripped and big ass vegans out there that get in, they get in their protein. They get them through beans, they get them through rice, they get them through soy, they get them through all that stuff. And protein powders too, pea protein, rice protein, and stuff like that. So, so animal-based protein sources. You got eggs, you got dairy products, you got milk, cheese, yogurt, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, particularly high in protein. Fish and seafood, rich in protein, omega-3 fatty acids, fish like salmon, trout, sardines, shellfish, can also improve heart health and help in muscle repair and growth, no doubt. Poultry, chicken, turkey. I'm huge on chicken. I'm huge on turkey breast. I'm huge on those. Those are a staple on my diet. I'm not vegan. I'm not vegetarian. None of that. I don't eat a lot of red meat. So at the end of the day, but here we go. Lean beef and pork. These are not only high in protein, but rich in important nutrients like iron, zinc, and B vitamins. That's another story for another day as far as getting your iron, your zinc, and your vitamins. So for plant-based protein sources, right? You got beans, you got lentils, you got peas, excellent sources of protein and fiber. I need to get more peas in my diet. I know that. I want more peas in my diet. Nuts and seeds, another one. I'm going to get more pumpkin seeds in my diet also. Almonds, peanuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds are not only high in protein, but contain healthy fats, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Tofu. Oh, not a big fan of tofu, but if you is, that's what, you know what I'm saying, that's you. Want to eat that tofu sandwich? Go ahead. But that's high in protein too. Whole grains, quinoa, buckwheat, and are among a few plant foods that provide protein, meaning they all contain 9 essential amino acids, right? And then you got the protein powder. Like I said, protein powders, that's a big business out there. You got to make sure the protein is legitimate that you get out of the protein shake that you eat. So like the protein powders such as whey, casein, soy, pea, and rice protein, those are really, really, really good protein sources to get in your diet, right? So when you're shopping, I'm saying go to the fish aisle. It all depends what you want to eat, man. Like you want to eat a burger, get you a lean beef. You want to eat steak, make sure it fit within your macros. Lean steak. At the end of the day, you can eat what you desire as long as you're within, to me, as long as you're within your macronutrients, right? You're in a calorie deficit and you're not overindulging or overcompensating in the sugars and then overcompensating in the carbs and all that stuff like that. You can eat carbs. Carbs is an energy source. So when people say avoid carbs, you're avoiding energy. Your primary energy source are carbohydrates. On a ketogenic diet, they switch it to where you eat low carbs and your main primary energy source is fat. So the theory is if you burn fat as your primary energy source, then you're going to lose more fat. But is it subcutaneous fat, the visceral fat? You see what I'm saying? So that's another podcast that we'll delve into. We got plenty more podcasts coming, so I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole tonight. But what I'm saying, we're on protein. So getting your protein to help you A, burn fat, increase your metabolism, and also build muscle. When you build muscle, right, building muscle helps burn fat, turns your body into a furnace because it builds up and improves your metabolism. So metabolism means what? Fat burning, your TDEE. What's your total daily energy expenditure, right? What's your NEAT? What is you sitting down, whatever, and how many calories are you burning while sitting down? How many calories are you burning while sleeping? How many calories are you burning while talking? You burn calories throughout the entire day, not just working out. You see what I'm saying? Working out is only an hour or two of your day. So in the other parts of your day, how many calories are you burning and how can you boost that? You got to boost that metabolism, get that protein in, work out, stimulate your body's furnace, which is your metabolism. And that comes through your diet, comes through your food, comes through your nutrition, period, point blank. So it's very deep when you come in, when you think about losing weight, because all we think about are the industry always try to put supplements. They always try to push workout plans. They always try to push fad diets and stuff like that. Diet is key. But it's not as complicated as we make it. It's not as complicated as we make it to lose weight. It's not as complicated as we make it to improve our physiques. It's just how we manipulate our bodies, chemical balance and imbalances to work with itself to do what it's supposed to do. Water is a big, big, big one. Also, you got to stay hydrated. When you're not hydrated, what are you doing? You're drinking pop, you're drinking soda, you're drinking juices. Those are the empty calories you get in. Blowing your metabolism up, extra calories that your body now has to burn. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, fitness is kind of like losing weight, is kind of like making money. You know what I'm saying? You got to find ways to make the money or whatever and increase your network. You see what I'm saying? So you just got to find a way to utilize your resources, your diet, your workout plan, and how you approach nutrition to work in your favor. Once you do that, you get the results you want as far as weight loss. You see what I'm saying? You get that. You'll end up getting those results. So, but back to the topic at hand, man. I'm sitting here getting all off topic and everything, man. Because when I start talking about this right now has been like a 22 minute podcast, because you're talking about fitness and I could talk about this all day, all night. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's my gist on protein. And I got to adjust this mic better. That's my gist on protein. But pretty much that's the importance of protein within your diet, man. That's what protein does. And we're going to get into deeper conversations about protein. We're going to get in deeper conversations about carbohydrates. We're going to get in deeper conversations about fats and weight loss and all that stuff. Like the education that the information that people lack is what I really want to kind of like delve into and help people understand better. You see what I'm saying? So this is a quick podcast, about 20 something minutes. You know, I'm getting my feet wet again. So until next time, you know what it is. Start it, own it, finish it.
You've been listening to the Start It, Own It, Finish It podcast. Be sure to subscribe to receive new episodes. Link up with Dat Boy Mo 629 on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Or visit him at aceonewarrior.com. Until next time, start it, own it, finish it.